Hey, Daily Dosers. My name's Austin Payne. I'm one of the high school pastors on our Vista campus. And do you ever read those verses where it almost seems backwards? Like you hear something and in the context of the Bible as a whole, you read it and you go, wait, I thought that feels different. And then once you kind of dive in and chew on it a little bit, it starts making sense a little bit more. That happened to me this morning. I was reading in 2 Timothy, and in the context of this Fishers of Men series that we're in right now, I love these three analogies that Paul uses when he's challenging Timothy. He says, as you're going to be a pastor, as you're going to be a fisher of men, essentially, he gives them this encouragement that the Spirit God gives us, it doesn't make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. And then later on, I love in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, verse 14, he says, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. He's giving them this challenge, this encouragement to not be timid, but to lean into the Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, to guard this deposit. And then he says, you then, my son, be strong, right? 25 times, be strong. He's gonna give them this encouragement. And then he uses these three analogies. He says this, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. The analogy of a soldier. And then he says, similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. And then lastly, the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of crops. And that was the one that kind of threw me, of the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops. It seems like in the context of the Bible, the last shall be first. And this servant heart that Jesus had of, I've come not to be served, but to serve. And then it says the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops. And going back to the first analogy of the soldier, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. I love the question of, who do I want to please? The soldier has a clear line of command, and they know who they're working for. They know whose command they're under, and they say, that's who I'm trying to please. And I love this invitation and this challenge from Paul to Timothy of, do you know who your commanding officer is? Who are you trying to please? Are you living today to please the people around you, or are you living with a clear understanding of the command that you have from a God who says, go make disciples of all nations? How am I to do that? Do it like Jesus did. And we have this crystal clear commanding officer. And then the analogy of the athlete, no one who competes as an athlete does to receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules of, okay, so how do we live into this pleasing our commanding officer? It's according to the rules, right? It's walking by the Spirit so that we don't gratify the desires of the flesh. Paul will write to the church in Galatia. It's, what are the fruits of the Spirit? How do we live according to the rules of the Bible? Of not an oppressive Bible that says these are the rules that you're supposed to live by, but an invitation to live this different life as we go out and are fishers of men. And then I love this last one. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops. I love this question of, where are you being fed? That as you're going to make disciples, as you're going to be a fisher of men, how does that start with you? I think the best thing you can possibly do to make disciples to go be a fisher of men is to daily intake, right? The hardworking farmer, if he's going to continue to farm, must be the first to receive a share of the crops. And I think of me in youth ministry, or maybe you in the workplace or in your marriage or in your families, it's the old adage that the best thing you could possibly do for your kids as a parent is love your spouse. That doesn't seem like it has anything to do with parenting. It's loving your spouse. And the best thing you could do as a hardworking farmer is to take the first fruits of the crop so that you could then go out and continue to farm. And as a fisher of men today, what does it look like for you to intake God's word, to spend time in prayer, simply to spend time with the person who loves you the most? Are you, as a fisher of men, are you going out and first and foremost intaking so that you can be an accurate representation as you go out, because you are taking in the gospel, the good news of it every single day? Do we know who our commanding officer is? Are we living according to the rules? And are we being fed first and foremost? Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.